thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
Yeah, it's the Urban Sports Scene on the IS Radio Network. I am boosted because I have one of my main partners in crime. Actually, my main partner in crime. His name is King Allen. Introduce yourself for real.
Good afternoon. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. this is Dr. O here representing The Love Factory.
The Love Factory? Tell them what you really want. You've been telling me about this little thing you're on right now.
Nubian queens?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Nubian white queens, white Nubian queens, better known as NWQ. I love you.
What does it represent? You keep mentioning it. Anytime you're talking to me, like white Nubian queen, I'm trying to. It doesn't make any sense.
I'm not talking about these light skinned girls.
Okay.
I'm not talking about these light skinned girls. I'm talking about my white Nubian queens.
Okay.
God bless you with the big butts. Cannot lie.
Like I said, it's the Urban Sports Scene, the IS Radio Network. So, what you been up to, man? You haven't been on the show in a while.
Thank you. You know, I've been waiting for the invitation, just not today. You know,
I always told you have an open door policy. Yeah, you don't have to invite me.
But you invited me today.
Because I needed you, man.
I'm loyal to my blood, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, now, really? Well, let's get into it because I know you don't watch the Duke game anyway. What time is the Duke game anyway?
Duke game is 9:30, but it's some great games today. And, you know, I love to watch TV live. I don't know. You know, we need to do this hostess in the Buffalo Wild Wings or something so I can interact with the fans and the white Nubian queens.
The fans would hate you.
That's what's up. I hate them already.
I was playing basketball today.
At work?
At work, yeah. Yeah, so it's funny, you know. This dude kept saying, like, leave him open, right? So it pissed me off.
Leave you open.
Yeah, leave me open. So he pissed me off. So eventually I just went ham on him. So,
you scored?
Oh, I scored. And I was screaming at myself like I was Kevin Garnett. You know how he just curses at himself?
Yeah.
Like I was doing all that, cursing at myself. I had the game winning buckets on and everything.
It made you feel good about yourself?
I felt very good about myself.
That's good.
I was on a natural high today.
That's what's up. Time to bring back to reality.
Bring back to reality. What's that mean?
We're a natural high, but you mean you're dealing with The chosen one.
I always remember that game when the shot hit on you.
Game when a shot.
You remember?
It's on one on one.
One on one.
All right. Okay. She's a game winning. Like,
game winning shot, the one on one game. Yeah, it's a classic. Fade away. I'll never forget a fade away. Yeah. Fade back.
And you ran out.
I ran out of Spring Lake Rec. Felt good about myself.
Ran out the gym.
Yeah, ran out the gym.
Ran out the gym.
I know, to my younger brother, too. That's the same thing.
That's the same. You ran out of the gym.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember you saying you had a triple-double when I scored 48 points.
I did have a triple-double.
Yeah, with no stats to prove it.
we were going against high school kids.
I'm just saying. I had 48 points in the stat books. You had a triple-double in your head.
I know I had a triple-double.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Whatever, man. Uh-huh. Anyway, make sure you check out our homies, Voice of the Fan podcast show at www.blogtalkradio.com/Voice of the Fan. The show is hosted by Alex, Jeff, and Adonis Jones. Cool folks. And also, catch our show, which is syndicated on the internet radio station Real People Real Talk Radio. The site is managed by our good friends from Apple G's. So make sure you visit the site. It's www.realpeoplerealtalk.com. Now it's time to get into our tradition. Will usually says this, the pregame. College basketball news out here. Maryland lost to, who was it, UConn. And UConn. Georgetown lost to Oregon. Both competitive games. I'll let you talk about that first real quick before we get into like the real good college basketball games. That's on tonight and tomorrow, too, matter of fact.
Well, the American game, I did get a glance to watch. I didn't watch the whole game, but I knew they were going to lose because it's Maryland. UConn, they have one.
Napier?
No, not Napier. It was another player. I think he just this first year at UConn. He's a transfer student. No, I think it was number 20. He was playing pretty decent. The Georgetown game, I didn't watch at all.
Okay, I watched that.
So game. I don't really know too much. But the Maryland game, after losing Alex Lynn, they have a one freshman point guard from Suitland.
Yeah, did they play him?
I didn't see him. I didn't see him. But he was highly recruited. Yeah, I think he was a 4-star.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what happened. But Maryland's who I thought they were. Nobody's.
Do you think Maryland's making a tournament this season? I didn't have a good chance.
Make a tournament?
For what I saw. I'm not saying we're going to win a
tournament. Did they make a tournament last year?
No.
No, they're not going to make it.
You don't like Wales?
He's not that. He's okay. He's nothing
he's
special.
He's very athletic. I think
he's nothing. He's nothing special. I mean, he's nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about.
Well, let's go to Georgetown real quick because I'm a Hoyer fan. What's your thoughts? I know you saw Josh Smith playing UCLA. What's your thoughts of Josh Smith? Because I like what I saw.
Did he lose weight?
Man, he's big.
He's still fat?
Yeah, he's still fat.
Nah, he's not a good. He doesn't take basketball serious.
Yeah, he's lost. No, he lost weight. I'm just saying he's still fat.
Though. Yeah, he doesn't take basketball serious.
They said he may have been over 350.
Yeah, he doesn't take basketball serious. Then he had a whole year.
That's true.
He didn't take basketball serious. That's true. I mean, he was fat in high school, but he wasn't that fat. Then when he went to UCLA, he got fatter.
Yeah.
You know, then when he went to Georgetown, when he had to sit out a year, I didn't see him. He didn't look like he lost any weight.
He's to me, truth be told, to be honest with you, he seems bigger than he was in UCLA. I remember him being big
in
UCLA.
He was real big in UCLA.
He looks bigger.
He doesn't care about the game. He's a talented player. But he doesn't care about the game, point blank.
Oh, the Kentucky game's tonight?
Yes, it's tonight.
Oh, I thought it was tomorrow.
No, it's a doubleheader.
Oh, you're right. All the great games on there.
Yes.
Yeah, let me quick finish up with Georgetown real quick. I like what I saw with Josh Smith. He brings toughness. I've always been crying for that from the last some odd years with the Hoyas. I think even though we had good regular season play, and we all know they've been bounced out the tournament quick, I wasn't happy with the toughness. I thought he brought a lot of toughness. I think him and Jabril Trywick from Philly, they bring toughness, and that's what his team desperately needs. A lot of people talking about, you know, the offense. And the offense does have its negative parts of the game, but there's just a tough aspect. When we play against the Pitts, we don't have to worry about Pitt, but Cincinnati, UConn, teams like that in the past gave us problems because they were just tougher than us. But I like what I saw, even though Oregon beat us. I like what I saw.
Speaking of, Oregon was favored to beat you anyway.
I know.
Speaking about Georgetown, is Otto Porter injured?
He's injured for the Wizards.
Yes.
Out indefinitely right now.
Okay, I'm just curious about that.
All right, let's get into the big games tonight. Michigan State's playing Kentucky. Kentucky's ranked number one, Michigan State's number two. You think that was too high for Michigan State to be two?
I don't know why Michigan State's number two. Yeah. Honestly, I mean, Izzo's a great coach, but the people that they brought back was nothing special. Who they recruit, I don't recall. And I think, here's the thing, they always put Izzo up there high. He always loses early.
His teams are really pretty strong down the stretch.
Yeah, but they always rank him like a top five, and they always lose early. And then they get dropped out of it to top 10 and maybe top 13, then they come back. You know, so I don't even know why they even rank him this high. The thing I really want to look about is Kentucky, how their freshman gel. They got the two twins. They got Julius Randle, who averaged in high school 32 points and 22 rebounds. I don't even know how that's possible. And he wasn't ranked number one coming out of high school. Then they got one of the guys came back from last year, and they got the number one center for this.
No, it's just say it. You know you want to say it.
What?
About coach coach.
No, Brown. I think every organization is dirty. Okay. Every college is dirty. So that's not I don't really care too much. I mean, every college is dirty. Let them be dirty. I mean, that's what I feel like. Let them be dirty.
Mm-hmm.
But they got the top center. They got the top power forward, top point guard. I mean, they got, I think, the number three shooting forward. So
you shooting me? Which is small
forward? I'm sorry, small forward. Okay. Yes. So I mean, this is just intriguing. I mean, I would like to see how they mesh early, and this is a good test because Izzo's a good coach. So they're going to lose. No. I'm just saying Kentucky's going to lose during the season.
Okay.
I think losing now would be better because then Coach Cal can understand his rotation. Because right now they've been playing, you know, warm-up teams. Like, this is going to be the first challenge. I believe this is their second or third game of the season. My main focus really, I want to see Julius Randle because this freshman class is compared to LeBron, Melo, and Bosh and Wade draft possibility.
Draft. Got you.
Because they have top talented freshmen.
Yeah, even the kid from Oklahoma State that
stayed. Who stayed? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was supposed to be the number one point guard. Get drafted last year.
Oklahoma State. I'm thinking about the big who had troubles in Oklahoma State. What's his name?
What big?
In Oklahoma State. You know what I'm talking about?
Oklahoma State was led by their point guard.
Yeah, but it's the other guy. Oh my God.
Nash?
Yeah, Nash.
He's not a big. He's a shooting. He's a small.
Not forward. Nash. I'm small forward. The big husky guy. He always used to always get in trouble. he had issues, not like off the court issues, but issues on the court, like controlling himself. Maybe it was Nash. I don't know.
Nash is he can jump out the gym. He's a shoot. He's a small forward.
That's somebody else, I'm sure.
Yeah, but he wasn't as good as he his stock has declined.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I'm thinking about the same person though.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe that's what it
because
is.
Because it was the point guard was the number.
He's really, the point guard was good.
I don't know why he came back. Honestly speaking, he got paid or something. He had to. That was dumb.
I'm glad to have you here because with college basketball, about the recruits and whatnot.
That was dumb. Yeah, the main game tonight is Jabari Parker versus Andre Wiggins.
Yes, that's what I want to talk about. Duke versus Kansas.
Yeah, that's the 1-2 player of the year for high school.
You watch basketball, right? Have you seen any of these two play before?
I seen Jabari Parker play. I seen Wiggins play. I just didn't see anything fascinating with either player.
Oh, okay.
But when I saw Wiggins play, when I saw Jabari Parker play at Duke for the first game, I realized he actually does have an NBA game. He just doesn't look like an NBA player to me. He has the Paul Pierce body.
So what position does he play? I haven't really seen him.
He plays a small forward.
Okay.
In college, they make him play the power forward, but he plays a small forward. Duke doesn't have a natural center. But he would be.
And Kelly left early for the draft, right?
No, Kelly was a senior.
Oh, Kelly was a senior?
Yeah, he was a senior.
Oh, I didn't know he was a senior.
Yeah, he was a senior.
Oh, okay.
So, but what people don't realize is that his game is meant for the NBA. He has a mean jab step. Mm-hmm. He can stop and shoot on a dime.
Harrison Barnes? Kind of like the mean jab step?
No, way better Harrison Barnes.
So his jab steps is better than
Harrison Barnes.
Triple threat is better than
Harrison Barnes? Yeah, way
okay.
better.
Okay.
Like he's actually.
You like Harrison Barnes.
Yeah, I like Harrison Barnes, but he's actually. He has an NBA game, and I see what people are talking about, but he doesn't. He's not toned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has a flabby body. Now, Wiggins, I know he can jump out the gym.
Well, yes, that's already documented. Everybody knows that.
But that's all I know about him. I don't know. Like, I watched him play in high school. I didn't see nothing fascinating.
I just don't like the comparison to LeBron James. If that's all you can do is jump, that you can't. How are you going to be compared to LeBron James?
Well, I mean, this dude is pretty special. Dude. People are tanking the draft. They said they're going to be tanking because of him.
Supposed to be tanking.
Yeah, supposed
These
to be.
These teams that are supposed to be tanking are actually winning games.
Yeah, but this draft is, like I said, this draft is pretty strong because after it's all said and done, maybe neither of them are the first pick overall. Like I said, Julius Randle was number 3 overall, but his stats are amazing.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying, and he's a bulldog. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a dirty player, but so you know he'll rebound. He can post up. He can shoot from the outside. And you got another guy who went to Arizona. Forgot his name.
Oh, you talking about?
I want to say this kid's name.
You talking about? Well, he's a freshman.
He's a freshman.
Oh, okay,
it's just freshman class. I want to say. I can't remember his name, but this freshman class is strong.
I mean, they were talking about that last season. They were talking about the freshman class coming in.
This freshman
with the
class
players
is
that decide to stay and make it for a stronger
draft. This is a strong class. I mean, like Michigan State point guard, he's pretty high. He could have left also. He could be a lottery pick. I mean, this is a strong draft, extremely strong draft, and I would like to. I just would like to see how everything unfolds. The biggest mystery to me is Kentucky freshmen. Who's going to be the leader?
It's always a question when you have a team of A-listers as freshmen. It's always a question.
Mm-hmm.
But going to the Duke Kansas game. I'm sorry, Duke Kansas game. I mean, all biases alone. What do you want to see out of your Duke Blue Devils in this game?
Well, the first game I saw nothing but outside shooting and a post up by Parker. But I mean, we had great shooting. I would like to see what our true rotation is. When you're playing against Davidson, you can put anybody on the court and win. And when you play against Kansas, you're gonna shorten down your rotation. And I would like to see exactly who Coach K is going to have as a backup point guard. He's been playing Matt Jones because Thornton's starting. I don't know why Thornton's starting.
There you go.
I don't think Thornton will start for UMES.
Is Cook play?
Yeah, Cook starts.
Okay, about
but he plays. He plays a two-point guard.
Is it some? I'm thinking about
Solomon.
Solomon. That's what
he put him on the bench.
Really, Solomon.
Yeah, everyone likes Solomon, but he put him on the bench the first game. But Coach K is known to do that. He's known to tweak his rotations throughout the year, and then toward the end of the season, you have a starter. I mean, because Solomon had a chance to go.
Yeah,
and go, and they say he's gonna be a late first round.
Yeah, because he showed up last year.
Yeah, but he didn't really show up as a way
because he
came into college as a shooter and he slumped. shooting wise. But he did attack the basket. I mean, I would like to see what Amil Jefferson is going to do. He's supposed to be our center, and also the other Plumlee, the last Plumlee we have.
Oh, you have another Plumlee?
Yeah, he's 7 foot. He's not good, but he's 7 foot. You can't teach that.
He said he's 7 foot. He's not good.
Yeah,
but it seems like we lost a little connection, but we'll probably get it back. But you guys anything else about college basketball?
Well, people got to realize with Kentucky has three players that played AAU basketball together, the twins and Julius Randle. Uh-huh. So they do have some type of connection. Okay, so. Yeah, they're freshmen, but there's three freshmen that played together, you know, for a good period of time. So, like I said, I mean, I think that's the reason why they made him number one.
Okay. Well, it should be an interesting game, a compelling game. But let's go from college basketball to college football. King Al is big on college football as well. Oregon lost to Stanford, which is really
big. What a shame.
And also Alabama continued, you know, rolled on LSU.
Good God.
So, usually, you know how I wanted to ask you, since you're more into college football than I am, what right now, how is it set up for, like, the national championship game?
Well, set up for Alabama and Florida State. There is only this – Florida State has easier road, because they only play Florida and then they play the AC championship game. And I think it's either, I don't know if
Miami or Virginia Tech. Clemson's on their side.
Clemson's on their side. Mm-hmm. So it's either Miami or Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to be Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Because Virginia Tech beat Miami. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, so really, Florida has the easy way. But Alabama, they have a trap game. And I'm not talking about the SEC championship.
You're talking about Auburn?
I'm talking about Auburn, the last game of the season, yeah. The Iron Bowl. And when you're a rival team, it gets, you know, you can take the records you can shove it.
Mm-hmm.
These teams don't like each other. Auburn's playing extremely strong, but I still have Alabama winning, unfortunately. But I mean, they have the hardest road out of all the undefeated teams. Baylor, to me, has an easier road than Bama.
And what about Baylor? Are they getting enough?
Ohio State has an easier road.
Ohio State doesn't play anybody.
Yeah, I'm talking about easier road.
Oh, okay.
Because here's the thing. They right now they have Bama 1, Florida State 2,
mm-hmm.
Ohio State 3, Stanford 4, and Oregon 5.
Gotcha.
And Baylor 5.
Mm-hmm.
So if Bama loses, Ohio State will get there into the championship game, because Ohio State plays the last game. The hardest challenge right now is Michigan, and then I believe they have a championship, and I think they either probably play Michigan State.
They won't play us. They play Michigan State.
They probably play Michigan State.
Yeah.
So I still think Ohio State has a great chance of getting in. Baylor, but they said the reports is Baylor wins, they will jump Ohio State, but I can't see that with Urban Meyer. I think Urban Meyer will lobby and get his team in there.
I know he did it before, little jerk.
Yeah, I think
years ago.
So I mean, Florida State has to lose to Florida, which is a rival game, but Florida, they're all out of whack right now.
Yeah, what's up with Florida?
The offensive coordinator is horrible. They're not recruiting enough playmakers on the offensive side.
Well, it's going to be an interesting season. So, all right, Oregon losing.
Oregon's out.
So, Oregon's out. So, Stanford is in the lead to win the Pac-12?
Well,
Pac-12, right?
Yeah, the Pac-12. Well, there's a big game for Stanford on Sunday against USC at Southern California. Stanford's offense is
boring.
Not, yes, it's very, very boring. But their offense and USC defense matches well. It could be a close game, but Stanford's defense is pretty good. So there's a chance that Oregon can jump Stanford and play in a Rose Bowl if USC beats them. Highly unlikely, though. Highly unlikely. But these kids are playing better for Coach O. And if Coach O wins the game against Stanford, I think he will remain a USC coach. So it's a very, very important game for him.
For his career and his money.
Yeah, very, very, very important.
Yeah, I noticed that. USC was looking really good, real good after.
Yeah, Kiffin was the worst coach in college by far. I don't know any person that would throw wide receiver bubble screens every time.
Oh, Lord. Anyways, about time for a commercial break. When we get back, we'll be talking about our Washington Redskins and seeing the season is maybe over. It's the Urban Sports Scene on the IX Radio Network. You dig?
Kenzo from the Urban Sports Scene. Earlier today, I had a sit-down interview with Jim Gray, which focused on a hard decision that I had to make.
How many people know your decision right now?
In all realness, Jim, that's a dumbass question. I should smack your ass right now.
One hand or two hands?
If you keep playing, I'm gonna smack you with two hands.
When did you decide?
The idea of me smacking you came about 30 seconds ago.
You still a nail biter?
Don't worry about my nails. They won't be in the way when I smack you. Don't worry about it, all right?
Well, you've had everybody else biting their nails, so I guess it's time for them to stop chewing.
Jim, if I was you, I wouldn't worry about everybody else.
The answer to the question everybody wants to know, what's your decision?
I smacked Jim Gray.
That was the conclusion you woke up with this morning.
Yes, Jim, that was the decision that had me tossing and turning this morning. It was hard, but I felt that my left and my right would make an impact on your face. And I was right.
Why?
Why? That's why. You think you know? You have no idea. You don't know the decisions that anybody within the USS has to make.
Shout out to Urban Sports Team and Wally and Will. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Keep up the support. We'll keep the hits coming.
Thanks, y'all. I appreciate the love. We're back from commercial break at the Urban Sports Team on the IX Radio Network. Like I mentioned before, we talking about the Washington Redskins. Before I get into all that, first let me give up some information. You can listen to our show by visiting our official Urban Sports Team website, which is www.walio.podbean.com. We're also on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Make sure you just search the Urban Sports Scene. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at urbansports@eyesradio.com. Also, you can listen to us on the Sports Crib Podcast Show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/WC Still a Fan. The show is produced by West Coast Still a Fan. All right, Redskins, on Thursday night, we lost to the Minnesota Vikings in a disgusting game. What were your thoughts on the game first before we really get into some negativity?
It's tough. It's tough. I'm just tired of – these irritate me. Redskins just irritate me. Like, I don't watch football anymore because of them.
You told me you watch Detroit Lions now.
I do. I don't watch the Redskins.
I hear you.
You ain't seen me watching them this season.
All right, what aspect annoyed you the most?
We didn't blitz this guy. This guy sucks as a quarterback.
Christian Ponder.
We gave him time. I mean, we just blitz him. He's a horrible quarterback. He's not accurate at all. Just blitz this guy. We didn't do that. We went away once again. We went away from the run. I don't understand. Like RG3 should only throw the ball 17 times max.
Agreed.
You have Alpha Morris who can carry the load running the ball at least 25 times. You got Helu. Like, I don't think Helu even had 10 rushes.
Not at all.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you run the ball.
You go to your strength.
You just run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we should be the Stanford of the league. We should be Stanford. We should just run the ball, 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 break. Helu, run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. It was first and one at the one-yard line. We ran the first down, they stopped us, and we threw two times in a row.
You're talking first drive.
First drive of the season.
Annoying.
First drive.
So annoying.
Doesn't make any sense.
So stupid.
Like, run the ball. Stop all this gimmicks. Run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. Now we play the Eagles, who are hot right now.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Doesn't make any sense.
We'll get into that. But I'm with you. That was the annoying thing of the game for me, that first drive. We should definitely got 7 instead of 3. If you watched the whole game, you could see that the Minnesota Vikings could not stop Alfred Morris at all. Like, he would break tackles. So even if they stopped him on first down, okay, granted, you may want to throw it on second down. I can get you that. But he should see the ball at least two out of three times on that drive. If you wanted to go for it, he should see the ball three. He should see the ball at least three times out of that whole so-called goal line stance. So I was annoyed that he didn't get enough touches. Alfred Morris had 17 carries in the first half, 9 carries in the second half. My problem with Kyle Shanahan is that he does not run the ball, in great situations. He doesn't do what he could be as creative as he wants to be, but as a great play caller, you need to put things together. You have to have it structured and say, in this situation, this is the best play to win. In this situation, this is the best play to win. To me, it's all about, okay, look how flashy I can be on this play rather than just going on the pace of the game. We're diehard Redskins fans. We saw Joe Gibbs. If Joe Gibbs had a lead, a 13-point lead, he's running the hell out of the ball. And if you can't stop the run, he's definitely going to run maybe almost on every down. You know what I mean? So do what it takes to win. This Minnesota team can't come back if you run the ball. You use ball control. This defense isn't strong. Why would you want to put them on the field so they can be exposed?
I don't know, man. That was a tough loss. I mean, that was a real tough loss.
My neighbors hate me. I won't lie. They hate me because of that game.
Were they knocking on the door?
Nah, I was just screaming nonstop. I know they didn't probably want to bother me. They probably thought I was a psycho. I'm just saying.
Psycho?
Yeah. But speaking of, I'm trying to get my notes. So is that the only issue you had was the play calling?
The play calling and Haslett. I don't know what Haslett's doing this year.
So you have a problem with Jim Haslett, really?
Right now, but he's not okay. Our front four is not getting enough pressure by itself. It's a glimpse. Like Arakwa might get a sack one play.
That's true.
Kerrigan might get Arakwa might get a sack the first half. Kerrigan might get a sack the second half, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not putting any pressure. I mean, we got to blitz. We got to do some zone blitzes, some man-to-man, press up. I mean, we got to make these quarterbacks uncomfortable because when they have time, I mean, there's passes, wide open. So we just got to blitz. I mean, we got to go for it.
To me, I just think we should just play more man. I'm sick of zone. I just think, there's too many holes in the zone. They're not good enough to me to play zone. I'm with you. Blitzing needs to be a regular theme of this team. We might as well go out. If we're going to lose, let's go out our way. Go all out. Instead of just, being this passive style of defense, this defense isn't strong enough to be passive, so they have to blitz. Like you said, Arakpo may have a sack in one half, and that may be a Kerrigan may have a sack in the second half, but it's no constant pressure. Why not even play the dude from Florida State we drafted? Keep putting him in.
Inactive. I don't understand. I thought we was gonna have a package.
Yeah, we should have a package. We have a boatload of outside linebackers who can rush the passer.
We do.
We do. We do tap. Kerrigan, Arakpo, Jenkins, and we're not utilizing it.
Yeah, Kerrigan can move. Jackson. Kerrigan can move to the inside.
Yeah, and they were doing that in preseason, showing us some versatility.
I don't know what happened.
They're not even doing that anymore.
I don't know what happened, but I know if we lose two more games, I need to see Rambo starting. I need to see Rambo starting, and I need.
You need Amerson to play every
day. Well, Amerson plays pretty much every down to me.
You're
talking
about.
Yeah. So, I'm not worried about Amerson. I need Rambo starting.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you need basically. You just need Rambo starting. If we lose, if we lose two more games, we lose eight games. We're not making the playoffs. I don't care what anyone. Don't believe the hype. 8-8 doesn't make you playoffs.
I'm with you.
So just give me my players. Let me see what they are and what they aren't. You know, I just don't want St. Louis to have a good draft pick.
I know. That looks scary.
That thing upsets me.
I'm about to be annoyed. Yep. They're going to have our draft pick, and it looks like it's going to be good the way the season's going. But, it's last year. We all hear about the 3-6 turnaround. After starting 3-6 last season. Let me finish it out first. After the season, 3-6 last season, won 7 games in a row. Everybody's mentioned it. RG3 mentioned it after the Minnesota game and said, well, yeah, we can look at that and say and to prove to guys that we can do it. Is that a good tool for this team?
It's a good tool, but it's not going to happen. We play Philly at Philadelphia, even though Philadelphia has not won a home game.
Yeah.
However, Detroit hasn't beat us. They didn't beat us in 20, 30 years, and they beat us.
I got you.
We're going to lose to Philly.
Minnesota didn't win a game on U.S. soil, and they beat us.
Yeah. We're going to lose to Philly. All right. We're going to lose. How bad we're going to lose is the question. Because this dude, Nick Foles, is throwing deep. And that's one thing we do not do well. Cover the deep.
Cover the big explosive plays. You don't think so?
No, we don't cover deep all that. No.
Who else? Who's beat us deep?
Any fast receiver.
But I mean, this season, other than Deshaun Jackson's game, who really beats us deep?
Who we playing?
We play prevent.
Who are we playing?
Calvin Johnson.
No. Who are we playing?
We playing Michael Vick. That's different, though. You said. Michael Vick was there. So, in terms of running.
McCoy made us look stupid.
That's who I'm scared of.
So he made us look stupid. So it's gonna be more in the box.
So there'll be more opportunity to go deep.
I mean, I'm saying McCoy made us look stupid. Not bad, but stupid.
Yeah, no, he made us look stupid. Yeah, I know. You know what I agree.
So that's the problem. So this dude can score.
Yeah, we'll look at Kentucky. Dude can
score, man. For real, dude can score. He's strong too. Your ox.
Yeah, that's the dude you're talking about, right?
Yeah, Julius Randle.
That's Julius Randle.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, go back to the topic. Yeah, he is nice, though. I see it.
But, I mean, you look at the Redskins. We lose to Philly. I think we play San Fran in D.C.
The Chiefs in D.C. And after that.
See, the Chiefs are not good.
We're going to lose to Philly. I'm going to be honest with you. If we're going to lose to Philly, we're losing to the Chiefs.
No, I'm not saying. This is the thing. The Chiefs are not good, but we're not good.
Yeah, exactly. If you're that confident about us losing to Philly.
I'm 100% sure
we're going to lose. You got to be confident we're going to lose to the Chiefs then. You got to be the same way. Because the Chiefs are better than the Eagles.
I got to see who the Lions play. I don't even know I want to watch that game. I mean, I like seriously.
And Al, believe it or not, King Al is a diehard Redskins fan. Right. He's just hurt right now.
I just can't. I can't do it. that Vikings game kind of.
I go like I threw
in the towel on the Vikings game.
You threw the towel. I did.
I watched it. I didn't even scream. That's when you know you don't care no more. Like for real. That's when you know.
You didn't
scream.
What portion did you scream when Santana didn't make that? When that dumb play call for Santana on the fade route to end the game? No.
I was done when he was. I was like, this is what happens. I was just watching the game. I was like, I'm waiting for the downfall. And I was like, here it is. Like, I just looked at
now, what play though? There's always a play that turns my switch.
The Chargers. The Chargers turned me off.
Oh really?
Yeah, I was done with the Chargers after we beat the Chargers. I mean, because we barely beat them. And we had that game, and I was like, this is what happens. Like, this is the Redskins that I know.
Oh, okay.
So I was looking at it. When I was looking at it, I was like, we're going to fuck it up. Oh, excuse me.
Come on, man. I told you this. I told you before the show, before we started taping.
Well, I'm sorry, fans. I mean, if you're not an adult, I'm sorry to hear that. Spank yourself.
Oh, man. So I have King Joffrey Joe, the third.
The third, basically, the third. Make it smack in the face. It's tough. Oh, I want to see the starting line. Oh, they're starting this dude.
Who's that?
Young.
James Young. He like Nick Young.
Nah, he's I think he's the number.
And we talking about Kentucky again. Kentucky Young.
Oh yeah, I gotta see this.
All right.
There you go. Keep going back.
Okay, but what are we talking about? You call me off guard. The Eagles.
We're gonna lose the Eagles. I don't know.
But anyway, so basically, you're saying this season is over.
Yeah, the season when we beat the Chargers the way we beat the Chargers, the season was over.
But we talked. You were kind of hyped for the.
No, I wasn't hyped. When we talked,
you were talking about like you actually thought like we beat Minnesota. We're back in it. We talked about this.
No. I said when we lost. I said when we beat the Chargers. I was like I was done watching it. Mm. Like, I was talking to Marquise. Marquise was saying, like, good hope. It's still hope. I told him, leave me the F alone. Like, for real. They take years off your life.
They really do.
For real.
They really do. It's not even cool. I'm serious. All healthy. Jokes aside, they really take years off your life. Man. It's really not cool. Real quick, on Facebook, I mentioned the question about does last season streak help the Redskins this season? Homegirl Tabitha said, we need motivation and drive. I totally agree. Which really annoys me. About the whole 3-6 reference of last season and RG3 referring like after the Minnesota game, like I think when I lose in something like I really want to win and we're like all right, we're coaches, me and Coach Al, we're coaches for boys and girls basketball. When we're upset, we don't really want to talk. We don't really want to talk to each other. We're brothers. Like we don't even want to talk. If it's a big loss, a game that means a lot to us, we don't want to talk. So we'll leave each other alone. Anytime I hear RG3 talk about, with a smile on his face, talking about, yeah, we can use 3-6. I like what Santana did. Santana was being interviewed after the game. He told reporters, I don't want to talk. He was like, I'll take your answers, but I'm telling you guys, I don't really feel like talking. Period. Like, I respect that because I think when you lose a big game, a game that you feel like you need to win to do something strong for your season, I respect that rather than going to the media saying, well, 3-6, yeah, it could help. 3-6, we can go from last season and tell guys how we can, you know, inspire them and say we can do it again. I'd rather him be pissed off like a Santana Moss.
RG3 is no leader. He isn't a leader to me.
Did you hear? Did you hear? Like London Fletcher was on CBS.
No, what did he say?
He was like, referring to the Martin situation with Incognito, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about that later. But he was saying, he said RG3 is the face of the franchise. I'm the leader.
He needs to retire. The leader of the team should be Alfred Morris.
It should be Alfred Morris.
Yeah, it should be. I mean,
what about Ryan Kerrigan?
Him too. Like for real. I mean. Just coming to work and do the job. I mean, like,
and do it well.
Yeah, I'm just serious. Like, I don't understand why we don't lead as a team. Why we don't lead the league in running? I just don't understand it.
Lead the league in running. I agree.
As a team,
in rushing yards.
Yeah, right? I'm sorry, in rushing. I don't understand.
All right. Anyway, real quick, the Eagles. All right, like I said, this Eagles team with Nick Foles more dangerous compared to that team that we played week one.
Well, Nick Foles is more accurate than my man Vic. More dangerous? No, not really. I mean, you don't have to. We don't have to pay attention to the read as much, but you have to pay attention to, like, Vic missed a lot of passes and people don't like
in that game. He missed a lot of passes, and I'm a big Michael Vic fan. He missed a lot of passes. I agree.
So we can tee off with just McCoy. The only thing is the play action. You know what I'm saying? When they do the play action, like we'll get beat off that. But he's not a bigger. He's easier to coach. He's easier to coach your defense against, to me. But he's just more accurate. And when he does pull the ball and run, he's not slow.
Who Nick Foles?
Yeah, he's not slow.
He's not terrible.
No, he's not terribly slow. But when he pulls the ball off and run, he's guaranteed 7 yards.
Yeah, but it's better than when Vic was doing against us.
Yeah, but think Vic, like, he didn't even want to pull off because Vic can't take the hits.
Yeah, right now he can't take the hits. Can't do it.
But it was just, I thought it was kind of funny.
But they don't run as fast. They're not as fast as they were in that first game, though.
No, they realized that you can't really run that way.
Mm-hmm.
You can run fast, but not as fast as they wanted.
Yeah.
They were on turbo speed.
Yeah, he was on something special. Mm-hmm. I ain't never seen that in my life.
Well, I've seen.
You saw in college. I'm talking about the NFL.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, in the NFL, I have never seen that. But, I think that the threat of Vic not being there helps the Redskins because he's still more of a sitting duck than Michael Vick. And, excuse me, and having just knowing that he'll be in the pocket more than anything and he's not as elusive as Michael Vick, it's better. And we can focus more on McCoy, regardless of the fact we can focus more on McCoy. So that's the main thing for me. McCoy is the one who scared the bejesus out of me, and just to have him and Vic in the backfield, that's what's more terrorizing for our defense, I thought, because they didn't know where to go. And McCoy just made it look bad, regardless, like you said, though.
McCoy embarrassed us. I'm not even joking. Like that was sad. I mean, he made three people miss on one move, and he was doing it like throughout the game. And I was like, you should have some compassion.
Some compassion?
McCoy should have some compassion. Like, say, enough's enough. Let me stop embarrassing these kids. They're like it was sad. That was sad.
The compassion element, the argument, though?
Yeah, compassion. That's my daddy would say.
My dad would say, well, then you have no compassion.
No compassion.
You have no
my dad has compassion.
You have no compassion.
None.
Anyway, real quick. So I guess it goes back to the premise of because the Eagles' offense is the dangerous part of this game. How can the Redskins contain the Eagles' offense then?
You can't. No one's been able to contain it. To be honest,
the Chiefs did a good job. Chiefs did a really good job.
You pronounce the Chiefs' defense?
No, I'm just saying. You said nobody. I'm just going against.
In our level, ain't no one.
You heard we got a new dude to be a kickoff returner?
Yeah, the dude. Where Williams?
Where'd he come from?
He was a practice player.
Practice squad player.
Mm-hmm. Because Chris Thompson is out for the year.
So, but he's already been promoted to the
punt return.
Just punt return.
Now, Niles Paul is going to still.
Yeah, which is better. Niles Paul is way better than what this dude was.
What I'm gonna say is, it's funny to me. You have your tight end as your kickoff returner.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
I mean, you're not gonna sell me on that.
Yeah, I agree.
You made him gain weight, lose speed.
You made him gain weight, and you don't even play him a tight end like you wanted to.
You put him to kickoff returner. What he was great at in college.
Because you screwed Fred Davis anyway. It is what it is, man. Predictions, you already have the Eagles beating the Redskins.
Yes, I do.
I've given up on the season myself, but I can't pick against my Redskins.
Well, that's good for you. Hope that luck works. I pick the Redskins lose every game now.
Every game. If we win, you'll feel good about it, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Exactly. That's my man. We know we're very superstitious. I know that for a fact.
They got the number one center. Kentucky has number one center.
So, yeah, I'm going to pick the Redskins to win this game. I think, in my opinion, Nick Foles will get a couple sacks.
You know Nick Foles hasn't thrown an interception yet this whole season? He's like 16 touchdowns and no interceptions.
Yeah, I mean.
That's amazing. I'm sorry.
He's played against some defenses that haven't really been.
But I'm saying, like, they air the ball out.
Yeah, but he hasn't played against anybody. He didn't get a chance to play against a real good defense. 16
touchdowns?
You know what? The Raiders defense ain't bad. I'll take that back. The Raiders defense ain't really that bad.
16 touchdowns?
It's 16. And it's all that one little stretch, too, right? He had a 7-touchdown game. What else?
He had a 4, I think.
Yeah. And Riley Cooper has been, you know, it's funny. Riley Cooper has been getting his man since Nick Foles has been a quarterback.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
No, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say that he's accurate.
Yeah.
I mean, Michael Vick. Threw a lot of passes.
Vick didn't throw the ball.
One thing Vic
didn't throw Michael Cooper the ball that much. I watched him throw body.
One thing Vic does well is throw deep, but he was missing a lot of intermediate passes.
No, he was.
There's a lot of intermediate passes.
He really was. But
the only thing is, like, Nick Foles, they're gonna play against a team that you're gonna need a quarterback to, you know, move, and he's not gonna be able to move.
Yeah, I agree.
And then people are going to be looking at, oh, we need Vic back.
Yeah, it's going to be
Philly fans are so inconsistent.
That's serious. They love Vic one day and they hate him the next time.
Absolutely.
So it's just they're the worst fans. Anyway, it's time for another commercial break. So when we get back, we'll be talking about the Baltimore Ravens. I told Baltimore fans I'll be covering their team now because I feel bad for them. Anyways, the Urban Sports and the Israel Network, probably for the last time. You dig?
Time out! Okay, guys, Summers really had his bell rung and could have a concussion. I'm pulling him out for the game. Rodriguez, you're in for Summers.
Come on, coach. It's just a ding. I'll shake it off.
Yeah, he's tough. Plus, we need to win this to make the playoffs.
Listen, we're a team and we need to look out for each other. Concussions are serious. No game is more important than your health.
Take concussions out of play. If you're a coach, know the warning signs and never let athletes return to play before a healthcare professional says it's okay. A message from CDC.
This is Josh Morgan from the Washington Redskins, and you're listening to Eyes Radio.
Yeah, it's the Urban Sports here back from commercial break. The Urban Sports on the Eyes Radio Network, matter of fact. Like I said earlier before break, we'll be talking about the Baltimore Ravens, their victory over the Cincinnati Bengals. Did you watch the game?
No, I did not.
You didn't watch the game at all?
I saw the Hail Mary.
The Hail Mary pass? Yeah, it was interesting. Like, the Ravens' offense is atrocious to me.
You know what? Let's talk about the Ravens real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ray Rice.
Go ahead.
You disgust me. You have ruined my fantasy football.
You drafted him?
Yes.
What pick?
I think he was my first pick or one of my things. He's absolutely horrible, and I'm disgusted by his behavior.
Oh, you're disgusted by his behavior?
Yes. He doesn't try to run hard. He's like, he taps, and goes. You can't be offensive line averaging 2 point.
It was 2.9. It was 2. It was 2.5, 2.7.
I don't think it was 2.
You talking about this in the game, or you talking about
the game,
the season?
The game.
I'm talking about the game.
He didn't average 2 in the game.
Oh yeah, he didn't. I agree.
He's horrible, man, for real. Like,
do you think it's more of the injury, or do you think it's something wrong with the offensive line?
What injury? Don't play.
They say it's hip flexor.
Don't play then.
Huh?
Don't play.
Had you cut him yet?
I can't. I mean, come on, man.
So what have you done with Ray Rice? He just sits on your bench?
Do
you start him? That's the question, I guess.
I had to start him because Jamal Charles was hurt.
Okay, but do you usually start him now?
Let me tell you what happened. I got Jamal Charles, McFadden. Both of them. McFadden gets hurt like a little coward. And then Jamal Charles had a bye week. So I got to play this Ray Rice. It's like, just show me something. Like something. Nothing. He's horrible. He's a horrible person.
All right. You know, you didn't see the game. Obviously,
he's a horrible person.
The Hail Mary pass, the Ravens got saved because that was a – AJ Green made a, I want to say it was an impressive catch because it came right at him.
Yeah, it wasn't impressive.
Yeah, but I guess the Ravens did the wrong thing by not, like, trying to tip the ball down rather than just, you know, trying to make a play, I guess. I don't know what he did, what the safety did for the Ravens. But that game was sloppy, very sloppy. Flacco only threw for, like, I think about 130-something yards, and he had two picks, two touchdowns. I mean, yeah, he had two touchdowns. And then, you know, on the other side, you had the Cincinnati Bengals. Andy Dalton was turning the ball over left and right, which he confuses me. With all that talent on the field, you have A.J. Green. I know Gresham didn't play, but you got the young running back. What's his name? Number 25?
Oh, Bernard.
Yeah, yeah, Bernard. And you got all these, you know, all this talent, and you still – you turn the ball over, and you're not as accurate. This team just needs a quarterback to be decent. And and there are days that Andy Dalton looks good, and I like Andy Dalton. I like him in TCU. But there are games where he just looks average and or sometimes below average. So it was amazing that even with all that – bad play by Andy Dalton, that team still had a chance to beat the Baltimore Ravens. So I'm not sure how positive that looks for Ravens fans. They're right now at 4-5. The Bengals are 6-4. I know they're still trying to aim and stride and win a division. Do you think this team has a chance to take the division from the Cincinnati Bengals? I'm talking about the Baltimore Ravens.
Cincinnati Bengals, their record is what? You said
6-4.
6-4, and Ravens are
4-5.
4-5?
Yeah.
Huh. Still
under, under 500.
Well, yeah, they got a chance.
Really?
Yeah.
You think they can beat a team like the Cleveland Browns? I think the Ravens are just as good as the Cleveland Browns. They're the same type of team.
Yeah, I think they can beat the Browns. I think because people don't realize
Jason Campbell is the starting quarterback now for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, he's a good quarterback.
Yeah, very good quarterback.
Yeah, very good quarterback. yeah, they can beat the Browns. I mean, the Ravens, they win ugly.
That's true.
They've been winning ugly, and I think they figured out the defense is not as bad as they thought it was.
No, the defense is not bad at all. Yeah. I don't knock the defense.
So, and I think Dixon finally came back.
You mean to play playing better ball?
Wasn't he hurt?
Nah, you're talking about Petta.
No, Petta was hurt, but I thought Dixon was hurt too.
He got hurt.
I thought he was hurt earlier in the season.
Oh, I thought he just didn't play well. Maybe you're right.
Oh, I thought he was hurt.
Maybe you're right.
But I just think I think they know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're about to stop running completely.
But is that a win-win situation to stop running knowing that Joe Flacco's your quarterback?
Joe Flacco's not a bad quarterback.
His stats ain't saying he's a good quarterback.
He's not a bad quarterback, though.
He turns the ball over. He's not that great of a quarterback.
He's not a bad quarterback.
What is he, a good quarterback? What would you put Joe Flacco in the mix of quarterbacks in the NFL?
I call him a millionaire with the Super Bowl
All
ring.
Quarterbacks are millionaires nowadays.
With the Super Bowl ring. Nope, that's not true.
Which quarterback is not a millionaire? Starting quarterback.
Russell Westbrook, cap. They're not millionaires.
Really?
Yeah.
Bad agent. You should be making bad agent play.
Not
millionaires by now, especially the way he's marketing himself in terms of
we're talking about marketing. I mean, I don't need to talk about marketing.
Anyway, so in terms of Ray Rice, the Ravens.
Are
you playing the O-line? Because the O-line ain't doing well because even Pierce doesn't do well when he gets in the game.
And Pierce, he's horrible, too.
Did you pick him up once?
I did.
I knew it.
So, too.
When Ray Rice went down, you picked up Pierce?
They told me to pick him up.
Who was that?
These ESPN gurus. I can't curse, so I ain't going to say much.
Oh, man. They did you dirty.
They did.
They did you dirty. So, anyway, Ray was playing the Bears.
You playing the Bears?
Yeah, playing the Bears.
Oh,
next.
But McCown.
McCown looks better than Jay Cutler.
Yeah, but he's not going to do good against the Ravens.
Oh, okay. That's the question I was going to have.
He's not going to do good, right?
So, can the Ravens offense match the high-powered Bears offense? No, this game is in Chicago, so they probably.
Soldier Field is not that big. Not that big of a.
An intimidation. I mean, the Ravens aren't a good home road team to me anyway.
I'm telling you, the Ravens are going to beat the Bears.
I don't think so. I think.
We agree to disagree.
We got Alshon Jeffries and Brandon Marshall, I think one of the two best wide receiving tandems in football.
I mean, that dude sucks.
Are they probably the best tandem in football?
The 1-2? Brandon
Marshall, 1-2?
It was Aaron Rodgers. It was.
James Jones and.
I don't know if it's James Jones or Cody. I mean.
I'm saying James Jones, what's his name? He said Cody. Who's Cody?
I mean, Cobb.
Cobb and, yeah.
Yeah, or Nelson. Let me see. Who is it?
I think it's these two. They dominate together.
Nah.
I said tandem. That's 1-2.
I'll say Denver receivers.
Decker and what's his name?
Look at his stats.
I'm saying 1-2. Just 1-2. I'm not talking about that. Don't add Wes Welker. I'm talking about, like, a tandem, like a Batman Robin.
I mean.
You still go with Denver this season? I'm talking about.
I'm just looking at the stats. I mean
he's there.
Peyton Manning has like 20 touchdowns a game.
A game?
That's how it seems like.
20 touchdowns a game.
That's what it seems like.
Ninja said 20 touchdowns a game.
Dude, himself, he don't even give the ball to the running back. On the
I don't think something he gives the ball to No'Shawn. I think No'Shawn gets enough touches.
On the goal line, he doesn't.
Oh, he doesn't? No. Anyway, man, let's go to some NFL news. So you have the Ravens. Well, hold on, you have the Ravens beating the Bears, right?
Correct.
I have the Bears beating the Ravens. I'm sorry, mm-hmm. Baltimore fans. I'm sorry. That's just how I feel. Anyway, let's go to the Jonathan Martin situation. I haven't got your thought of it. We haven't talked about the situation. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I remember hazing that he couldn't handle. I mean, that's all it was. I mean, now what's going on is that hazing is now going to be bullying, and now you can't haze your rookie players.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a simple haze that he could not handle. I saw the Incognito interview with Glazer. I thought it was a real good interview.
Yeah, explain his side of the story.
He said his side of the story, and he showed a text message that showed that Martin sent him three days after and said, I don't blame you. You know, I just couldn't handle it. He couldn't handle it. I mean, that's what it comes down to. The racial slur, I really can care less about. I mean.
You don't care less about the racial slur?
No, I don't care.
I don't.
He called him a half, and you know.
I have a problem with it.
I don't.
I have a problem with it. I have a problem with the I'm talking only to the racial slur. I have a problem with the racial slur. I have a problem with people. I've never heard of people giving somebody a card to say they can say the N-word. I never heard of that.
They say they gave him a card?
Yeah, they gave him a card. Like, they gave him. They said Richie Incognito is an honorary black dude. He can say the N-word.
I mean, I've heard that. I've heard that before.
I haven't heard. Like, you giving. So I've never seen somebody give somebody an honorary card.
But what I'm saying is, okay, the offensive line, in most places, it's the tightest unit on the football.
I agree. I agree.
Okay, so with that said, I'm sure they say stuff to each other. And I mean, if you feel comfortable saying it, so be it. I mean, black people make fun of white people.
Oh,
white
people, I know.
White people
I
make fun of black people. And, you know, Incognito said he had text messages of Martin cursing him out. But he just took it in stride. And I just think Martin was soft. I mean, this is what it is. He was just soft and he couldn't handle it.
Let me say this, because I don't think I'm disagreeing with you. I've always stated this. There's no grown man, unless you have a mental issue, a true mental issue, that's being bullied by another adult. If you're being bullied, you need to step up. Step up. I'm not saying you have to fight anybody, but you got to step up for yourself and speak on it. But don't come out and be quiet and have everybody else speculate. I think the dude is making the story bigger than what it needed to be. You know what I mean? So in my opinion, like he was way too quiet in the situation. I look at him like as a person, like you said, soft.
I mean, that's what he was. I mean, he's soft. You know, now the league is going to have to spin this. It's going to be a lot of anti-bullying.
Of your campaign?
Campaign initiatives. Going on off-season. Mm-hmm. Goodell's going to come out and say you can't haze any players, so it'll be no more rookies have to spend $15,000 on a dinner and blah, blah, blah.
I heard that's out of control a little bit. Some certain players said they've never done that, though.
Yeah, that's out of control, but not about certain players, but they do, like rookies got to pay. Like I remember Sean Merriam, he said he had to pay, like his rookie, he had to pay dinner for the Chargers.
Yeah.
And he spent like $1,500 or
$2,000. Yeah, okay.
But what I'm saying is even that's too much.
Yeah, no, that is.
That's too much, but.
But that's more accepted. That's more accepted, though.
But I'm saying is that now that's going to have to, now that's going to go away. So, I mean, hazing completely, I mean, it's going to go away. And because the people that are hearing it, they can't believe it because they don't understand the aspect, because either they've never played sports before, they don't understand, like, why would someone do that? Well, I mean, that's what they do. It is what it is. So now Goodell's going to take it away, and he's going to start finding teams. So the owners are going to be like, I'm not paying this. So you guys can't do it. He's going to have to find an organization to make it stop.
Yeah, I hear you, man. So anyway, I'm done with talking about anything. I'm done with talking about that topic. It annoys me. I think ESPN is getting way too much press anyway, in my opinion. Ed Reed, on other news, Ed Reed was released by the Texans. What's a good landing spot for Ed Reed?
I believe San Francisco. I don't know if
you think San Fran?
I don't know if the safety got hurt.
Oh, Reed got hurt?
Yeah, I'm not too sure if he got hurt, but I mean.
Well, so he looked good. I don't think they need
him. I'm just saying he will only go to contenders.
It's on.
I would say Denver. He will only go to someone that's already in the playoffs, or who has a good chance of making the playoffs.
I would love him in Washington. Obviously.
They say we're not gonna get him.
And they said already.
Yeah, and it's kind of that'd be kind of pointless. That'd be kind of pointless.
I mean, I think he would make our defense that much better. Like off the back, then our safeties can like our corners can play with more comfort.
He's slow. More comfortable. He's not healthy.
He's not.
No, he's not healthy.
So he's done.
Yeah,
that's why they come. He's basically done.
I mean, he's basically done, and he also said they were out coached last week.
Yeah, I heard. That's why he got cut.
Yeah. So I mean,
so basically, he doesn't have the desire to play football. Is that what you're trying to tell
him? I mean, he didn't. He hasn't. There's been a lot of times he said he's going to quit. So I don't think his heart's into football. His heart's into paychecks.
I hear you, my boy. Keith on Facebook said, "I think it's more of who would he want to sign with rather than like who's going to come at him." Would you agree with that?
It's all predicated to a playoff team. I don't think he's going to go to the Cleveland Browns.
I hear you.
You see, like he's going to go to a playoff team. He might go to Carolina. All
right.
You know, it's all based on who gives him a chance. He's in the late part of his career. Who gives him best chance of making the playoffs? And I just don't – I see him going for, you know, a chance to win.
All right, well, that's a good point. But anyway, let's go to one of our popular segments. And I don't know if you want – you don't have to take part if you don't want to, Al. You can go ahead and watch the game. You want to watch the game?
I don't know what segment you're referring to.
Okay, it's called, give three things you learned in Week 10.
In football?
Yeah, football. Do you want to take part in this or you want to watch
the game? Sure.
All right, three things you learn. I'll let you go first. What's the first thing you learned in Week 10?
Redskins suck.
All right. So there you go. That's quick to the point. First thing I learned in Week 10 was Nick Foles is definitely the starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles right now.
So I can't use the same thing you use?
No, not at all.
Okay.
All right. So what's your second one? Do you have a second one?
Carolina Panthers are for real.
They took mine. There you are. Carolina Panthers are for real. You're talking about Pharrell's Super Bowl team. To come out of the NFC East. I mean, NFC, excuse me.
I mean, yeah. I mean, they're a serious team.
Yeah, they're a very serious team. I totally agree with that.
Where's yours? I mean, I'm sorry. You was talking about mine.
I can't take yours.
Yeah, I know. So say something.
Tavon Austin, he has arrived. Finally. They've been waiting for him. He was in the witness protection program. He's finally arrived.
For one game, I guess.
Hey, it's okay. Three touchdowns, man. The way he did it was amazing.
For one game.
Yeah, I said it. He's arrived.
For one game.
All right, your last one. I love my brother.
Detroit Lions.
I knew it was going to be Detroit.
Are going to the Super Bowl. Reggie Bush. Calvin Johnson. Stafford. It's a duo.
That's your team right now, huh?
Hey, man, you know, I mean, Reggie Bush is my favorite.
I know that for a fact.
Calvin Johnson, I just keep hearing people saying, you know, someone's as good as Calvin Johnson. They just get smacked in the face. And Sue, he's just mean.
Fairley's
you know what? Fairley doesn't get enough criticism for how angry he plays.
Yeah, he plays angry. Yeah, I know.
And he does a lot of late hits.
I think he's dirty to me. And on the field, Sue does that egregious dirty stuff.
Honestly, he's not as dirty than Sue.
I think consistently he's consistently dirty.
Like here's the thing. Like when he hits you, when Fairley hits you, he just puts his weight towards you.
Mm-hmm.
But like when Sue, like when he's trying to hit you, it's like he's trying to smack you and like flip you.
Yeah, I got you.
You know, Sue just has an angry passion. And the thing is, the Lions don't even blitz.
Mm-hmm.
They do the San Fran defense, front four only.
They don't need a blitz though, because they get bigger pressure.
Just imagine if they do, because their safety, their cornerbacks
aren't that good. I know,
but just imagine.
I like Mathis.
Mathis got hurt.
He got hurt. He got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Oh, I thought he was okay. Anyway, let me my last one. What's my last one?
Yeah.
It's a hard one.
That sucks. You don't know it.
It sucks. Mm. Oh, the Packers without Aaron Rodgers are
horrendous.
Are horrendous.
Yeah.
I thought you know McCarthy. What he did with Flynn?
They picked up Flynn.
I know. So okay. He's gonna start automatically.
I don't know. I
thought, McCarthy, because he's a good offensive coordinator and a head coach, that he can make anybody look decent. Nah. It shows they made a mistake. They should have kept Vince Young. I don't know why they didn't keep Vince.
I don't know. They say he wasn't smart enough. Typical black quarterback. That's what they said.
Typical black quarterback.
I mean, for his whole
life. The dude said he made a mistake, though.
The
GM said he made a mistake by not bringing him in. He bringing him in too late. He should have brought him in early.
Whatever. He got cut.
This dude said typical black quarterback.
He got cut And they picked up Mike Wallace. And they picked up,
Seneca Wallace.
Seneca Wallace. So please spare me. He made a mistake.
I got you.
I mean, he's just a typical black quarterback.
All right, here, real quick.
Based on athleticism.
Next part of our special little segment. So, what are three things fans should know going into Week 11? Do you want to take part in this part or not?
Rest can suck.
First of all, still Reds can suck. They're gonna suck after week 11. Go.
Man, it's gonna be tough.
All right, man. Percy Harvin will thrive in his first game against his former team. Seahawks are playing the Minnesota Vikings, so Percy Harvin seed that should go in.
That's gonna be nice.
Yeah,
that'll be nice.
So I'll give you a number two. Go ahead.
My number two is Nick Foles is gonna be the real deal.
Nick Foles gonna be a real deal.
Yeah.
After week, his stats will get even better. How many touchdowns do you think he'll have against the Redskins?
He's probably gonna have three.
Three?
That's three. Because
you think we're gonna get blown out for real?
Yeah.
Man, I'm gonna call you when we win. I am going to call you when we win. Hey,
if the Lions are playing, don't call me. Just text me.
I'll text you if the Lions are playing. You can text me now since you set our streak. That good luck crap doesn't work anymore.
Man, I don't know what's a good luck.
We're like, I'm not gonna text you anymore during games.
Didn't work.
It doesn't work.
Man, this dude is fast. All
right. My second one is the Falcons will end their losing streak against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
No, Tampa Bay won last
time. Yeah, I know. They'll end their losing streak. They finally won. They beat the Miami team. I mean, that team's in shambles.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All
right, I'll let you go next. Last one.
Who does KC play?
KC plays Denver.
KC will lose their first game.
Okay. We have that in our picks, but you can do that now. That's cool. That's good. Why? Will KC lose their first game in a blowout?
Yeah.
They'll get blown out?
Yeah. I mean, what is a blowout to you? They're going to lose
two touchdowns? Yeah. No, three touchdowns. Nah, three touchdowns. Okay. Nah, three scores. I'm sorry. Three scores.
They'll lose by 14 plus.
14?
Yeah. They have a distraction. Bo, he got arrested for narcotics,
mm-hmm.
And they're gonna lose.
You think that's gonna be the reason they lose?
That's their scapegoat.
I mean, it's gonna be their excuse.
Yeah, but they're gonna lose.
Okay, they're gonna lose regardless.
Really, I don't care where the game's at.
I know
they're gonna lose.
It's in Denver though.
Oh, they're losing. Matter of fact, they will lose by 17. I ain't know it was in Denver.
They're gonna
lose by 17. 17 plus.
All right, I know. The Patriots playing the Panthers. This is
the
when
Panthers?
Cam.
Oh.
The Patriots playing the Panthers.
Panthers gonna beat them.
Yeah, this is when Cam truly arrives.
No, he arrived at San Fran.
I know. I'm saying this is when Cam truly arrives to me. My point is, this is when Cam is gonna take this team.
He didn't even have a good.
He'll do the Superman. He really didn't. He'll do the Superman all over Tom Brady. All over Tom Brady. It's scary. The game's in Carolina too, so that's what makes it even better. But anyway, it's about our pick. It's about our picks. Will's not here, but right now Will is 14-14. I'm 17-11. So Will sucks. I'm great. You can take part in these picks. Will be omit for this week anyway. Browns versus Bengals. Game's in Cincinnati.
Cincy.
Well, I have Cincy as well. Niners taking on the Saints in New Orleans.
The Saints.
I'm gonna go with the Niners.
Niners don't got no offense.
Huh?
Niners don't got no offense.
I don't really respect the Saints defense that much.
I'm saying Niners don't have no offense. They don't know. They're struggling.
They're struggling, I mean, they're good when they just run the ball. They're good when they just run the ball. But are they trying to pass the ball? That's when they're not good.
Well, they have some issues. You know, when you – this is a problem. Only the Seattle Seahawks have realized who they are.
Yeah. When you're trying to overdo
– when you think your quarterback is the great
– he's not as great as you think.
Now you're making him the whole team.
Got you.
Cap threw the ball used like 15 times.
Yeah, they're trying to make him into
He's throwing it too much.
I agree.
Run the ball. Run it.
Frank Gore's getting good yardage too. Why not? Like you meant Chiefs versus Broncos. You have the Broncos blowing them out.
Yes. Me, 17 plus.
Same as me. I had the Broncos win that game. And Panthers versus Patriots.
I got Carolina. I hate Patriots. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've always hated the Patriots.
Yeah, but you can still pick it the way what you feel.
Can't do it. Ain't no money on this game.
I got you. So, yeah, money on this game. Who would you pick?
Carolina.
Carolina?
I still hate the Patriots.
I got you. I got Carolina as well. I'm not a big Patriots fan. I can't stand Tom Brady. Anyway, it's time for another commercial break. When we get back, we'll be talking about the NBA, our last segment. We're talking about the Washington Wizards and the struggling Miami Heat. It's the Urban Sports Scene on the Israel Network. You dig?
My life is full of statistics. Thing is, I could have dropped out of school and become one myself, but I didn't because I had people that believed in me. Here's another statistic. 7,000 students drop out every school day. That's one every 26 seconds. It's time that students know that we believe in them.
Inspire a student and share your message of support at boostup.org.
This is Ryan Kerrigan, and you're listening to the Eyes Radio Network.
Yeah, it's the Urban Sports Scene on the Eyes Radio Network. Sorry for the little miscue with the intro, outro music. It was I'm trying to get this thing over with. I'm tired myself anyway. Anyway, like I said earlier, if you want to hear our stuff on our official Urban Sports Scene website, just check out www.walio.podbean.com. We're also on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you want to catch us on another show, just check us out on the Apple G's radio show. It's Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/AppleG's. The show is hosted by Coach and the lovely Vivian. Anyway, like I mentioned earlier, the Washington Wizards lost a heartbreaking game to the Oklahoma City Thunder on, Sunday night. Kevin Durant, they were up by 10 with, like 2 to 3 minutes left, and Kevin Durant decided to take over the game. Tonight they're playing the Dallas Mavericks. So first off, do you think a loss in a game that you could have been one of the powerhouses in the NBA, a loss like that, could the Wizards go on a losing streak and beat the Washington Wizards we're accustomed to seeing?
Well, the Wizards are not good. I mean, I don't understand what people are saying. Wizards are not good.
Have you watched the Wizards game to say they're not good?
I watched.
You like Bradley Beal?
I watched one game. I think he's smooth.
Okay.
I think he's smooth, but I think you need some inside, something in the inside.
You're like Marshawn Gortat.
I don't think he's okay. I think he's a good backup.
You think he's a good backup?
Yeah, none more.
I think he's not a smart ball player to me.
He's a good backup. I don't understand what you're saying. He's a backup. He's a glorified backup.
He had a couple good spin moves.
He's a glorified backup. He's a glorified backup. You're not going to sell me on him.
I'm not a Marshawn Gortat. I'm not a Gortat fan. I will acknowledge that during the game I watched against OKC, I was impressed with his spin move on the going baseline, filling his defender, spinning off, and going for a layup. I didn't think of him as that kind of player.
I mean, Nene would never get healthy enough, but if Nene would have been healthy, I mean, yeah. You got inside presence.
Yeah, they're playing. Nene's playing the four now. He's
I know he's playing the four, but I'm saying he's still not a healthy Nene.
I got you. No, I mean, I don't think that. I mean, that game to me for the Wizards can bring some confidence to the Wizards, knowing they can compete. Though. I know. I don't take in, like you said, I don't do losing. What's the term for it? When you lose and you feel like you've moral victories. There you go. I don't take moral victories. Losers are losers. You lose. It doesn't really matter. There's no way you can make a loss into something positive. You lost. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you can be up ten, and blow a lead to one of the good teams and say, yeah, I had a chance to win that. We had a chance to win that game, so we could take that out of it. No, losers talk like that. That's my issue with the Washington Redskins. Losers talk the way we talk. If they thought they were winners, they would respond a certain way. Losers talk that way. I can't stand it. But I do see the Wizards. I think this Wizards team is more improved. How the season started when they lost to the 76ers, I thought this team would probably go on a big losing streak. Right now they're 2-4. I know that's not the best record in the world, but compared to what they were last season, 2-4, trying to get into the postseason in the Eastern Conference is doable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So last season, without John Wall, they were horrible. John Wall's, is here for the whole duration of the season. And this team is competitive. They may not be, it may still be under 500, but at least they're competitive. And I know a lot of Wizards fans want this team to be competitive enough to see them in the postseason. Is this team special to me? No, not at all. I think they're missing probably one more player. Otto Porter hasn't come back yet, and he's out indefinitely. But Otto Porter's not the person I'm thinking of.
How did he get hurt?
He hurt in preseason.
Wow.
I think it could have been even earlier than that, to be honest, which may have been in training camp. Because I tried to catch up his preseason games. He couldn't play then.
He got hurt in the summer league.
I think so. Okay. So I just haven't seen him play. But in the game, I mean, you didn't see it, but I'll tell you, in the game, Bradley Beal.
He had
34 points. But Bradley Beal got the last second shot in regulation. Then in Then in overtime, John Wall got the last second shot, which, you know, he didn't make it, so he lost. Between those two, who would you rather like to have the ball in their hands in, like, the, you know, a last second situation?
Like the ball in their hand?
Yeah, in their hand.
I like Wall in their hand. I like to have the Wall.
And why? And why? I mean, because, I mean, you're a basketball player. Why? Explain.
Because I think that he can operate. I mean, he can drive. He can penetrate. He can kick. I don't think of Bill as an ISO player. I think more of Wall as an ISO player. No knock on Bill, but I don't think that's his game.
No, I totally agree. I posed the same question, actually on on Twitter, and I, you know, stated the same thing. I don't look at Bradley Beal as an ISO player. Wall's a guy, he's a playmaker. And in a situation, you want somebody, if he's, you know, able to get to the basket and somebody kind of confronts him, he can still kick it out. Wall is a point guard, so he's easy. He can distribute if he goes to the hole. He can find a person like Bradley Beal to knock down that shot to make that game winner. John Wall is the playmaker of this team. Matter of fact, my boy Drexel Perry on Twitter said, I'm gonna go with Bill because he has a better jump shot. Yeah, I mean, a jump shot's flashy, obviously, but I think Bill wouldn't have to work hard if John Wall is setting everything up. So in a last second situation, to me, John Wall gets so much attention going to the hole that if he'll find somebody open, it could be a Bradley Beal, it could be a Trevor Ariza, it could be maybe Nene cutting to the basket. These are players that could benefit with John Wall. Having the ball to operate in a clutch situation, so I'm with that. My man Thomas Carroll on my Facebook page pretty much agrees with me, stating the same thing, saying that John Wall is the, you know, can set people up and people like Bradley Beal can knock down the open Jake. So good looking, my man Thomas. That's pretty much it. So let's go into the I gotta go to another segment. Let's go into the NBA segment with the Miami Heat. The Heat are struggling right now. They're like, I think they're 4-3.
Yeah, 4-3.
4-3. LeBron James, you know, still playing it to me at a high level. Dwayne Wade is playing at a decent level to me as well. But what's the issue with them?
LeBron came out and stated that their defense is poor and they need to get back to what they are as a defensive team. I agree that defense is poor. The rotations has been sloppy. And I think they're just complacent right now. They're very complacent. They won two championships in a row. It's hard to get up and, you know, and say I want to play the Boston Celtics without KG and Ray Allen. I mean, KG and Paul Pierce on the team.
And with Jeff Green, destroyer.
Like I said, it's very, very hard to get up there and play when they're supposed to be your rivals, and now the two rivals are not there. It's very, very difficult. I understand that aspect. It's 82 games. Am I worried that the Heat? You know, no, I'm not worried. I mean, I don't think anyone should be. I just think what they need to do is Coach Spo needs to find
a rotation,
a different rotation. Exactly. I mean, that's what's affecting right now. I think he's being stubborn right now and not playing Michael Beasley and playing Rashad Lewis.
I totally agree.
No knock against Rashad Lewis, but, I mean, everyone knows Beasley's a better player at this stage. I just think that he right now, but this was Spo said early in the season, he's going to tweak the rotation to see what's what. I don't think Spo wants to give it to Beasley right away. He wants him to earn it. So I understand that aspect. I just think that people need to be patient. I understand what Spo's trying to do because Beasley is he's a knucklehead, and you got to make him understand that it can be taken away from you. So since it's being taken away, since right now he has to make him earn it, and what he's doing right now is doing that. So I think by the game 25, Beasley will be taking more. Will have more minutes than Shane Battier.
Our question, because, you know, I mean, we both coach kids, but that's not the way you do things. I mean, you in particular, because you're about getting W's. So, but you usually play the better play, even though they may annoy you at times. But you feel like you can work with them and make them into something that you want to be.
Yeah, but this is different. They're adults. This is adults. I mean, I understand. I understand Beasley. This is Beasley's third chance or fourth chance. If he feels like he's untouchable, he's going to start doing things that's going to be affecting him and get him out the league. So I understand he wants him to say, hey, this is not your right. This is a privilege.
Gotcha.
And I understand what he's doing. So people need to – everyone knows that Beasley – even the announcers, when I watch the game, they say Beasley's – like, finally we get a Beasley sighting. Everyone knows that BG should be playing.
Yeah.
However, Spo was trying to teach him. I think it had to do with Pat Riley also.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, don't play this kid. You know, just don't play him. And now I'm saying by the 25th game, 30th game, BG's going to have more minutes than Shane Battier, and that's the first person that's generally off the bench. I mean, well, Ray Allen is, but I think he's going to have more minutes than Shane Battier.
So what about Greg Oden? Greg Oden's
not going to come in until, I would say, probably about 20 more games left in the season just to get him ready for the playoffs.
For the Pacers, you mean?
No, but I'm saying I don't see him within, like, the last 20 games of the regular season.
Is he healthy, though? He's healthy, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, you don't want him. Like, they might activate him for the Pacers game. But they play the Pacers. They might do that.
Just to see how he is.
Yeah, but I see them not activating him until after the All-Star game.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I just see them just saying, all right, let's play him until after the All-Star game. This guy's
oh, my right. God. Mm. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm watching Kentucky, Julius Michigan Randall, State, and I'm with. Al is definitely right. What's the name again?
Julius Randle.
Julius Randle is a monster.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Okay. What?
And the dude Young was the third small forward coming out. He was only behind Wiggins and Jabari Parker.
All right. Well. All right. Let's go on to some other NBA storylines. Right now, what surprising NBA storyline that like has caught your eye, like some of the maybe played by certain players or the records by certain teams. What's caught your eye?
Nothing.
Nothing's caught your eye?
Nothing.
Like not even the 76ers, what they've been doing this season?
No, nothing's caught my eye.
The Suns are like 5-2?
Nothing has caught my eye. See, when you get 20 games deep,
yeah,
then you can talk. But right now, like, to me, this is irrelevant.
I heard about this. What about Anthony Bennett, the first pick overall, not really being
– I didn't think he was good.
Me either. I told Will on this show that he sucked.
I didn't think he was good. I hate the
comparison to Larry Johnson. He got a lot of comparisons to Larry Johnson.
I don't think he sucks, but I don't think he's good. So what I'm saying is, how is that going to catch my eye when I don't know? Catch your eye,
but he's really been bad. Like, he just scored his first, like, points.
He's not good. I mean, he's not –
his body, and they want to play him at the. I ain't get like.
You want to play him at the four, then the three, like, because he can shoot.
Your body playing the three though, like he's not. His body doesn't even allow you to play effective at the three.
I don't even know why they drafted him. They don't even know why they drafted him.
Exactly.
They wanted to trade the thing so bad, no one took it.
I know, that's so true. For me, what's standing out is my man Brad Stevens. I think Brad Stevens is a hell of a coach. I really do.
He is a good coach.
He's a hell of a coach. This Boston Celtics team is 4-4 and went to Miami, beat Miami. To me, he's one of the best coaches in basketball, not just the NBA, in basketball. He should have ran, took the money. Shaka Smart, you should look at Brad Stevens. You should look at him. Because he's doing some special things. So, Brad Stevens, what he's doing with the Boston Celtics. Big shout out to Jeff Green from Hyattsville, Maryland, Northwestern High School, and also my Georgetown Hoyas, doing it big and actually being being their go-to player. So I'm kind of happy.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a go-to player on the team.
Oh,
now.
Wow.
At this point in time, he's a go-to player. He's the star. Rondo's not playing, so he's the star of the team.
Rondo's still hurt?
I think, yeah. Last time I checked, I did not see Rondo on the floor.
It's tough.
So we're still trying to get healthy. But anyway, it's about that time. It's almost time for our segment to go hard in the paint. So I'm about to cue the music.
I go hard in the paint. Then you stank it. What the?
What I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with my boy Jeff Green. I mentioned him already. I'm a Georgetown fan, and I like what he's doing. So I think in this little stretch, he'll even exceed it. Hopefully, do as well to get to the All-Star team and get an All-Star game. So I'm going to go with Jeff Green and go hard in the paint this week.
So go hard in the paint is for basketball?
Yes, basketball.
I go with Chris Bosh.
Chris Bosh going hard?
Yeah, Chris Bosh going hard. He has to pick it up.
He has to. Okay.
Pick it up on the defensive end because Haslam's hurt, and who is the tough player on the team. LeBron, he does what he does. But I need Chris Bosh. I think he's going to go hard in the paint. I think he's going to average a double-double.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. Chris Bosh going hard in the paint. Also, I want to say this real quick. Paul George is the dog. Paul George is looking like a star. You don't like Paul George?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? He defends his position?
I think he's all right. I mean, they're talking about him have a chance to win.
MVP.
Yeah.
He is balling. The Pacers are 8-0. He is balling.
Yeah.
Man, I'm about to wrap up the show anyway. So make sure you check us out on the Eyes. Well, This is our last time on the Israel Network, but make sure you check the Israel Network out. It'll be EYESradio.com. And also, you know, continue to listen to our podcast show just by visiting our official urban sports scene website, which is www.waleo.podbean.com. We're also on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook, so make sure you just search the urban sports scene. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at – I'm going to go back to our original email address since we're going to be leaving the Israel Network. change.da.game6@gmail.com. Would you want to say something, don't you? You want to ask a question about why am I leaving?
Yes.
Oh, you know, this is like the last time we do a live stream, a live show here. So I wanted to kind of invest. I'm going to invest some money in doing my own live venue on my website.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're about to leave this and do it. I'm going to do my own thing.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Anyway, it's a pleasure talking to you all. It was fun. And hopefully continue to listen to us. Appreciate people listening and tweeting and hitting us up on Facebook. And I'm more appreciative that my brother came to help me out when I was a man down.
Indeed, Grasshopper.
Indeed, Grasshopper?
Indeed.
All right, man. Thanks for listening, folks.
White Ruby and Queens, come at me.
It's the urban sports scene. You dig?
No, I don't dig.
All right, bye.
Happy Hanukkah.
Good day for you all.